Tuesday is the time for Tuesday Book Club. Andrew Popel runs 2SER's own final draft show, the show where you can get everything you need to know about the written word. Andrew, very good morning.
Hey, morning, Nick.
Now, when you suggested this book when we spoke last time, I was super, super excited about it. It's called The Animators. Hit me.
Look, The Animators, Kayla Ray Whittaker. It's this fantastic book. I began it because I thought it'd be fun, dealing especially with the world of comics and animation. But look, it won me over with this really thought-provoking exploration of, amongst other things, the nature of artistic creativity itself.
Ooh.
Yeah, look, I really love this book. So we've got Mel and Sharon. Mel and Sharon meet in college at an exclusive art school where they bond over a love of subversive, arty cartoons from the 70s and 80s and the fact that they're the only students whose parents aren't paying their way with change. So they're there on a scholarship and they kind of bond over their more humble origins than their peers. So flash forward 10 years and we meet Mel and Sharon again in New York where they're established animators with their debut feature-length film arriving to a critical acclaim. So Nashville Combat, it tells the story of Mel's troubled childhood and the subsequent publicity and touring see Mel descend into booze, drugs and sex, leaving Sharon kind of feeling like she's the personal assistant to a particularly troubled child.
Okay.
But it's Sharon who succumbs, however. She suffers a massive stroke while the two are in Florida to identify the body of Mel's mother, the villain of Nashville Combat, their feature film, who was shanked with a sharpened toothbrush in a prison fight. Are you keeping up?
I am.
Because this is only really like the first third or so of the novel. Yeah. Sharon's rehabilitation and the memories that it unlocks become the subject of the women's next animated film, and the fallout from delving too deep into one's past and representing it through art occupy the central themes of the book. So we go on through kind of a road movie, pastoral gothic, tragicomic sitcom drama, and cartoons. Somehow, through this exclusively textual medium, Whittaker draws us cartoons. It's absolutely phenomenal. Like, I don't know how to evoke this other than to tell you, like, there are whole chapters where Kayla Ray Whittaker's describing the work that Mel and Sharon are doing, and it's like watching a cartoon.
Written cartoon.
A written cartoon. So, see, at its best, The Animators, it's Sharon and Mel being friends and challenging each other in a way that I think would be frighteningly honest for many couples. Kayla Ray Whittaker, she's crafted these two amazing individuals to lead her story. Mel is like tough and cool with this seemingly otherworldly talent for art. Throughout the novel, she reliably pushes everyone, kind of challenging their bullshit while also charming them into like thanking her for it. She's the person who becomes the center of every party.
Okay.
And then we've got Sharon. She's our point of view. And as such, it's a more complicated and obtuse character. We're never quite sure if her anxiety about her talent and her life in general is real or simply a projection of her love and awe of Mel. Like, she always feels kind of second fiddle, and it makes traveling with her frustrating and heartening. When we begin, it feels like Sharon, she's the sidekick, the co-pilot, or maybe the understudy. She tells us as much and then doubles down until we believe it. And as we see her rehabilitate from a stroke and throw herself into the darkest recesses of her mind, we come to realize, though, that she's like this really solid talent herself. And again, I come back to this amorphous thing. Kayla Ray Whittaker's creating images with words. Like, I can see them drawing and creating this cartoon. The Animators does an incredible job of taking us into this creative process, both generally and through the specific medium of animation. Think what The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay did for comics and the 1940s kind of bullpen. This does for modern cartooning. As we dive deep into this creative process, we get to explore what art means to our world. Mel and Sharon wrestle with the ethics of creation. Like, they're delving into really personal stuff that's going to impact widely in their world. And the harrowing process of developing an open communication through an aesthetic. Like, their aesthetic is the medium of cartooning. Oh, look, and if you haven't watched a cartoon since you were a kid, that seems really hard to believe.
Yeah, I can't believe that at all.
No, I know you have.
Like, oh,
BoJack Horseman, yeah. Or if you just thought they were for laughs, this is the perfect book to rediscover how powerful this visual language is. I initially started the book because I'm an old comic, cartoon tragic from, let's say, when I was a kid. Yeah,
A kid. We'll both go with that.
Honestly, though, what hooked me, it was the relationships and the writing. Kayla Rae Whittaker does fantastic dialogue and internal monologue. I would say give it a read when you need a friend.
I look forward to it very, very much after that.
If you've ever wondered about the creative process, like there are these great scenes where they're storyboarding and they each occupy different parts of the creative process, and Sharon kind of evokes that for us. And while she constantly worries that she's not as good as Mel, you see how they complement each other. And the drawing, the frame by frame, panel by panel, I loved it.
I'm glad you referenced Cavalier and Clay, because as you were describing it, I'm thinking Chabon's Cavalier and Clay. And, you know, if it's got kind of any link back to that, I'm very, very on board.
I was really consciously avoiding that link, except for the way they really evoke the mediums that they work in, because Mel and Sharon are very different. That Cavalier and Clay was really driven by a strong back action story.
True.
In a way that, yes, Mel and Sharon are as well, but it's so very different. I think not the least because we have these two amazing female characters. And when I spoke with Kayla Rae Whittaker a couple of weeks ago, we really talked about how these strong female characters and the fact that they're occupying a very male world, like cartooning, comic book writing is a very male world, changes the dynamic and the way they interact with their art and their drive to succeed.
Okay. Mm. All right. Excellent. Well, where can people find out a little bit more Final Draft stuff?
A little bit more Final Draft. Well, let's say you wanted to find out more about the animators, Kayla Rae Whittaker. I would go to 2SER.com. And check out that interview. But every Saturday, 10 a.m, you can check it out. There's some great stuff coming up. Aussie Classics Book Club.
Love
some
book
amazing
club.
Interviews.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what do we want to talk about next Tuesday, Book Club?
So next Tuesday, I'm gonna dive into, I think it's gonna be a really tough read. Georgia Blaine is a well-loved Australian author who died last year, and this is her final work. It's called The Museum of Words, where she actually reflects on, it's a memoir reflecting on what writing and words have meant to her. So I'm really looking forward to reading it. I think it's going to be a heavy read, but I really want to share it because I think it's going to be a very important book.
I look forward to it too. Andrew Popple, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick. See you then.